Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yeah. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Well, good evening, everybody. It is a happy Wednesday, no matter where you are across the fruited plain. Whiskey Dave in the chair here for Joe Messina at Real Side Radio. It is a pleasure, being with you once again. Just looked at my schedule with Joe, and I'm going to be joining you a lot this year. And it is always a pleasure to do so. The good folks at Real Side Radio, where you can follow at realside.com, therealside.com, or joemessina.com. And we've got a chock-a-block 3 hours coming up for you to hear tonight. This hour, we're going to be talking about why the economy is not doing as well as the mainstream media and the politicians are leading you to believe. Some of these numbers are absolutely crazy. Second hour, we're going to be getting into the Senate politics. We're going to be having a great guest. We've got guests all 3 hours, by the way. We're going to be talking about, is Adam Schiff actually going to be the next senator from the state of California? The criminal, the pathological liar, Adam Schiff. Is it going to be Steve Garvey? Is it going to be, hey, could be James Bradley, who's joining us tonight in hour number two. And hour number three, I don't know about you, this last 24 hours, if you are a conservative, if you are a Republican, you have to be somewhat feeling embarrassed by what we've just seen in the House of Representatives yesterday, where two bills failed to be passed. One was a vote for impeachment of Mayorkas, and the second was to fund Israel. Both failed. Now, yeah, this is indicative of obviously a very closely divided House of Representatives and a very closely divided Senate as well. But it feels like, and I don't know about you, but the Republicans right now feel like the gang that just can't shoot straight. Is this indicative of what we can expect to see for the rest of this year? Is this indicative of another failed election whereby they are going to raise your optimism that Donald Trump polling, if he's going to be ultimately the nominee? It looks like he will. And then all of a sudden, you're going to see five states shut down voting at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you're going to wake up to a second term of Joe Biden, or should I say Gavin Newsom, or soon to be Kamala Harris, all president. I don't know about you, but it's starting to feel that way again. And we'll talk about that with Matt Funicello from Red State in hour number three. But this first hour, we're going to be talking about the economy, and we've got a great guest who's going to be joining us, who is a return guest and somebody that I always feel has his finger on the pulse of what is going on in the economy. Rick Andretti. Rick is an investment banker with Janus Associates and a fantastic writer and author as well over at CEO World Magazine. And I'll just kind of tease you as some of the things that we're going to be talking talking about here. I had a great conversation with him earlier today. I said, I wish we could be recording this because, boy, did we cover a lot of different things. But I just want to say right now, if you listen to the mainstream media, if you watch the news, if you are watching mainstream news or the numbers that are coming out of the Federal Reserve, the economy right now, it seems like it's firing on all cylinders. Right? I mean, unemployment's going down. We're seeing maybe possibly inflation is coming back down again. It's still very, very high. It's still ridiculously high. And of course, you see this firsthand when you go shopping for groceries. But the question is, underneath the surface, is there a debt bomb that could be on the verge of exploding? And according to billionaire hedge fund manager Paul Tudor Jones, he is stating that while the economy is strong, it may actually be on steroids. In other words, it is being pumped up by massive government spending and borrowing. And our budget deficit, where he says we're fast pouring consumption like crazy. And we know this because people are spending. This is a consumer-based economy. But with that being, how are they spending? Well, we're seeing credit card balances at the highest level they've ever been. And defaults are now following. We're seeing car loan balances at the highest level they've ever been. And repossessions are now following. And what are we to do about this $34 trillion debt? This is not a joke, folks. I think Rick said to me earlier today, he says, that's $100,000 per person in the United States. And while the U.S. economy did grow 3.1% in 2023, it was better than expected, it surprised a lot of people, including myself. What we're now starting to see is that the U.S. deficit essentially doubled in 2023 as well to $1.7 trillion. So with a $34 trillion debt, which is equivalent to 123% of the U.S. total economic output, and that's growing exponentially even more, the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, projected today that the deficit could grow to $2.6 trillion, or 6% of the U.S. GDP over the next 10 years. Jerome Powell, Federal Reserve Chairman, took a rare dive into politics on Sunday on 60 Minutes, and he said the national debt was growing faster than the economy, and he called for lawmakers to get the federal government back on a sustainable fiscal path. So, what are we looking at here, folks? Is this a debt bomb about to go off? We're going to talk about this and a whole lot more about the economy. We'll be back after the break with Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks. We've got Rick Andretti coming up here at Real Side Radio. We'll be right back.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
And welcome back, everybody. Real Side Radio here. Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe. And it's always a pleasure being with you across the fruited plain, no matter where you are on this beautiful Wednesday evening. Not so beautiful in certain parts of the country. Got rain and snow. But as long as you're staying warm in this nice February evening. We have Rick Andretti, who is joining us once again, who is an investment banker with Janus Associates. He's also a fantastic author. You can find his work at CEO World Magazine. And Rick, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Dave, I'm doing well. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. I really appreciate it.
Of course, always. And, you know, one of the things that I thought, you know, with taking a look at what's going on in the economy right now, I thought you'd be a perfect voice to discuss and kind of pull these things apart and put them back together again. Before the break, I was talking a little bit about what we're seeing right now with the massive debt levels, whether it's a national debt or individual debts or business debts or whatever it may be, and some of the problems that we're seeing, which are generally caused by, you know, a rise in interest rates. But legendary investor Paul Tudor Jones just stated this afternoon that a debt bomb is about to go off in the United States. He says, quote, "We're fast pouring consumption like crazy." And he refers to the economy. He says, yeah, he says, look, the economy seems to be, you know, firing on all cylinders. But the problem is that it's actually on steroids due to massive government spending and borrowing. Do you see what he sees, or something different?
No, I think it's government stimulus hangover from the original COVID pandemic release funds that were out there. And now we're maybe coming to an end of those funds. And so we're seeing dynamic changes in the market. Look, there's two ways to look at it, and they're offsetting. There's the good news in the economy, and there's the bad news in the economy. And when you look at the good news, as he says, firing on all cylinders, you look at the labor market, we're at a 3.7% unemployment rate. That's historic lows. Last month, we printed 353,000 new jobs. They were expecting half that number. Consumer confidence is at a two-year high. I don't know if anybody pays attention to that, but that's really important as the consumer feels good, and they're spending up the yin-yang like crazy. Productivity is up. As you check the S&P market these past few days, the news media is talking about it, all-time highs. So, yeah, we are absolutely firing on all cylinders. And even better in the longer term is we are now our number one trading partner is no longer China. It's Mexico. Mm. So all the writings I put out there about nearshoring and onshoring is coming to pass, where Mexico is becoming more important than China. And I think that's all really good news. But this is also offset by the bad news, which you talked about, which are interest rates, which are really high. And that's driving up housing costs. Credit card rates are at their all-time high, those rates. And that may be putting the brakes on spending, which is at $1 trillion, all-time high of consumer credit. That's a lot. So you can feel where that comes from. And now companies are laying off like crazy. Record number of layoffs this January for January. Now they do really reset in January as companies try to figure out what they're going to do for the year. They figure out what staff they need and not. But in technology, for example, there's thousands of layoffs that we hear about almost daily, because whether it's AI or productivity or something else, we have a situation where those people need to find jobs. And then you got the turmoil in the Middle East and the Red Sea and in Israel and in Ukraine. And so all of these things are counterbalancing. Anything I think in particular could tip the seesaw one way or another to the downside. I call it the recession that never happened yet. So we're still not sure. He could be right. It could be the debt. You know, we all owe $100,000 each for the national debt. Now, a lot of that national debt is we owe it to ourselves. But still, the interest on that debt is $800 billion a year. These numbers are outrageous. How can you sustain something like that? And that's kind of what he's talking about.
What do you see happening should this continue? Because, I mean, you know, we've spoken before, Newton's law, what goes up must come down. You can only blow into a balloon so long before it pops. You know, I've been talking for pretty much since 2009 that the Federal Reserve stimulating the economy by borrowing money and spending it, putting it into the financial institutions through quantitative easing, the superficial deflating of interest rates, which led to the greatest bull market of all time in both equities and in real estate. You know, that came to an end because of COVID. But we're still seeing spending. I think, you know, the problem is that now debt has increased, or I should say interest rates have increased. People aren't able to service the debt as much as they were before because interest payments have gone through the roof. And it isn't just individuals, it's also the U.S. government. So do you see that there is iceberg debt ahead, or can you just, does it not matter? Does $34, $40, $50, $100 trillion ultimately not matter?
Well, two words come to mind and they're not unfamiliar. Reserve currency. The United States is, the United States dollar is the instrument by which most things around the world are purchased. And since we print that money, we can print as much as we want it. And so as we need it, out we go. And the rest of the world just has to suck it up. So from that standpoint, Janet Yellen herself said $850 billion interest payments is still something that we can manage with a $34 trillion economy. And when you think about it, yeah, it, the numbers are outrageous and eye-popping. But when you control the currency and you have such a huge GDP and you are in charge, essentially, of the currency rates, then you can almost print as much as you need. So it could go on for an extended period of time. But there's a lot of sharks out there and a lot of people warning that something could tip the balance. And it's not clear to me what really could tip the balance. Well, China could sell their debt. Japan could sell their debt. These are small fractions of what the U.S. outstanding debt is to foreigners. So we are really in control of our own destiny here. And should something happen, it may happen internally before it happens externally.
Internally meaning what?
Internally meaning that there's such a divide in the economics right now between rich and poor that it may have some trigger moment where the poor say enough is enough and we're going French on you. And so here we are finding ourselves heading into an election year where the unsatisfied malcontents really are ready to rock the boat a little bit more than we would anticipate and say, I want my economic share.
Yeah, so you're talking about civil disobedience, the French Revolution, if you will.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, you mentioned China, and I want to talk about China with you and also globally what's going on and how that may or may not impact the United States. We're seeing problems in China. We're seeing problems in Western Europe, specifically banks in China and Germany are closing right now. And we're starting to see issues with banks in the United States. So I'd love to talk with you more about that after the break. Rick, tell everybody the way they can find you and where they can read all your great work.
Great, thanks. Yeah. I work at Janus Associates in Pasadena. I'm a registered securities representative with the SEC, so what I say here is just for informational purposes, and if you want to reach us or find more about us, you can go to JanusCorp.com. You can find my bio there, or you can go to CEWorld.com magazine, and you can find where I do a lot of my writing and posting. Thanks.
Great. We'll be right back after the break with Rick Andretti. It is a pleasure being with you tonight on this Wednesday evening. We'll be right back after the commercials.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. House Speaker Mike Johnson acknowledged that Tuesday night's unsuccessful impeachment attempt of Alejandro Mayorkas was a mess, but he expressed readiness to try again.
We have a duty and a responsibility to take care of this issue. We have to hold the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security accountable.
A handful of Republicans diverged from party lines and opposed the impeachment of the Department of Homeland Security Secretary. Five Marines are still missing following the discovery of a Marine helicopter that went missing in California. That helicopter, which was reported missing Tuesday night, was found in Pine Valley, just over 40 miles east of San Diego. Master P and Snoop Dogg are initiating legal action against two food retailers alleging they are preventing the sale of their cereals. They assert that Post and Walmart have collaborated to sabotage their agreement to distribute Snoop cereal and Mama Snoop. John Schaefer, USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And you always make my day when I'm here at Real Side Radio. It is a pleasure being with you all tonight. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. He will be returning tomorrow night. And you can always find him at joemessina.com and therealside.com, where you can have a discussion with all those folks that are listening around the fruited plain. And we're talking economy in hour number one here. And I'm delighted to welcome back Rick Andretti, who is a, well, he's just a guy who knows what he is talking about. There's so many folks out there, Rick, that don't know what they're talking about, and yet they are put up there as experts. You are an investment banker. You got all sorts of licenses and terrific background in real estate, and of course as a fantastic author over at CEOworld.com. Welcome back, Rick. Got to ask you. You know, we're taking a look at what is happening always in the U.S. economy and how that relates to politics of the time and so on. But there is something that is happening right now. We're not hearing a lot about it. At least I haven't been hearing a lot about it unless you look into the financial pages, as I like to do. That is not just happening here in the United States, but it's also happening in Western Europe and also, most importantly, China. Just today, a German bank braces for a wave of bad loans in the greatest real estate crisis since the financial crisis. Deutsche Pfandbrief Bank, or PBB, is a German lender focused on real estate, and they are dealing with massive bad debts, and it's in the worst decline in commercial property values in 15 years. But more importantly, because of our relationship and the fact that so much of the world relies upon, is the country of China. And China economic collapse is being now compared to the 2008 global crash on steroids as a warning that has been issued that the crisis will get much, much worse. I don't know how much you're focused on this. You know, sometimes they say, you know, if China catches, gets the flu, we might catch a cold. We're dealing with our own commercial real estate problems, with 50% of all commercial real estate loans being reset this and next year with higher interest rates and lower valuations. Do you think that this can all be interconnected in some way, and are we looking at a global massive slowdown, Rick?
Well, you know, it's a good point. It's a good question to put out there as well. There is a contagion effect with real estate. China's largest real estate company, Evergrande, is, what, $300 billion that they need to refinance that they can't. And they, Hong Kong, a court just said you need to restructure. And now Beijing has to figure out, is that what we're going to let them do? 70% of people in China own some form of real estate investment. It's really all they do. And so with that type of collapse, it's not just the real estate industry itself, but it could be their economy. And that's certainly going to have ripple effects over here. I mean, we're suffering from one of the largest commercial real estate collapses pending ourselves because people just won't get back to the office. There's, what, 95 million empty square feet in Manhattan alone? Now, Manhattan, of course, New York has its own problems, and cities that do have large commercial empty buildings are going to have trouble refinancing them if they cannot repurpose them into something multi-use otherwise, whether it's condos or something else. China does not have that option. They just have cities of buildings that are just unoccupied, and they just kept building and building, and local governments there got a lot of their money from the fees that they charge to sell the land to the developers. Developers can't afford to pay back now. So even though we're not connected directly, in my mind, it seems as though we are connected via, if something bad happens with real estate there, then it could ripple over to our current situation here.
You know, I know that there's a tremendous amount of outflow of Chinese capital into the United States, and we see and hear stories about China buying farmland and obviously buildings and businesses in the United States. Could that suppress, let's say that outflow is depressed because people are losing money? They say something along the lines of $7 trillion in fallout has affected the Chinese markets just since 2021. A trillion here, a trillion there. It adds up to a lot of real money after a while. So does that dampen our economy or lower valuations if there's less of a marketplace? Let's say China does not want to invest in the United States anymore. Well, I'm sure some people will welcome that for other reasons. But does that lower the values of our assets?
Well, it could. Certainly a lot of things are interconnected. We have a lot of manufacturing companies like Apple and others that manufacture in China, both for China and export to the United States and elsewhere. So as China, home country, starts to suffer problems, whether it's labor, real estate, or what have you, then our American companies that rely on those workers and those markets could and will suffer as well. Now, we're not seeing it in the S&P. Certainly, if technology companies are any benchmark, those companies are growing or continue to grow in some form of Alan Greenspan's just crazy market sensational euphoria. How long can that go? And that's really what we're talking about here, is what is going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back that ultimately sends the markets into a tailspin and our economy into a tailspin? Or is this all just, you know, we're walking, whistling past the graveyard, and we're almost past it?
Well, that's what a lot of people are saying right now. As you said in the first segment, recession, what recession? But the fact is that we, going back to commercial real estate, and I find this is an integral part of our discussion overall tonight for these 3 hours, because, you know, they say it's the economy stupid. Right now, we're being told that Bidenomics is working, and look at the unemployment, and inflation is now starting to come back down again, even though it's absolutely insanely expensive still. And so, you know, they're really trying to make sure that people understand that the metrics look good. But, Rick, why do you think people aren't feeling it, at least, you know, in outside of the top 1%?
Yeah, and that's a great question. A lot of people are asking that in the media, and I really think it's a division of media, meaning there's those who don't look at linear television and those who just look at social media. And the groups are divided by age. They're also divided by economics. And it is that the younger people really feel that they're sold a bill of goods, whether it's the American dream or whether it's working for a company for 20 years and retiring with a pension. They just don't see that happening that way. So they might look, they might find some reason to tip the balance such that we end up with an even greater divide. I just hope that coming up with the election that's coming forward here, we can try to figure out if there is what the right approach going forward is and how and if we can figure out what the path to that is and who might take us there. If this doesn't go well, and if for some reason there's deep fakes in media and there's a whole reason to suspect what election results might be, then we find ourselves that that would be the straw that breaks the camel's back and sends us spiraling down.
Well, the question, I guess, is, are people making an educated choice? You just referred to the different echo chambers that people all go to now. Mainstream media is dead. The only people that are watching broadcast news, according to the statistics, are boomers. Anybody under the age of, let's call it 55 to 60, is really focused on getting their news elsewhere. So you know, do people, whether you're on the right or the left, libertarian, conservative, liberal, progressive, whatever it may be, are people that are focused on what they are focused on getting information beyond that? Is that going to be an issue for people in being able to make an educated decision for themselves? Are you worried about that?
In 1980, Ronald Reagan said in a Jimmy Carter presidential debate, when you go to the booth next Tuesday, he said, I just want you to ask yourselves one question, and we've heard it ever since. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And I think it depends on what socioeconomic group you're talking about that's going to pull that lever. I think people that are under age 30 might be struggling right now and really not see America and the economy and the politicians and the baby boomers and all the rest of it as anything likable. And then the baby boomers are thinking the other way. They're thinking, why don't they work harder? Or why can't we find ourselves a way to get along? And so I think the consequences of this might be how media portrays itself in the upcoming elections online versus linear TV. What do you think?
Well, let's talk about it more because it's a really very good question. We've got Rick Andretti who is joining us here tonight. We're talking about the economy. We'll be back with Rick, and you can find him at CEOWorld.com magazine and follow him also on LinkedIn. We'll be right back here after the break. Don't forget.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day.
My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
And welcome back, hour number one. We are, my goodness, goes so quickly when we're having fun. We're talking about the economy right now with Rick Andretti, who is certainly got his finger on the pulse of what is happening. You know, Rick, the New York Fed's quarterly report showed that total household debt, including mortgages, car loans, credit cards, and student loans, climbed to $17.5 trillion in the fourth quarter. Jeez, I mean, you know, what are we looking at right now in regards to delinquencies are going up, apparently. Repossessions on cars are now going up. And the delinquencies are now climbing above pre-pandemic levels, which is signaling financial stress. in the system. You talk about it and you relate it to the election that's coming up here in just 10 months. It's crazy. It'll be here before we know it. And you refer to Ronald Reagan. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? What can this current administration do between now and November? In real terms, do you think that could really put a boost into the economic pockets of people to actually make them feel it? Not just shout Bidenomics or actual statistics, but to actually make people feel that they are better off, because obviously they don't at this stage.
Well, they could try to figure out a way to convince people that their wages are going to go up. They could try to figure out way to convince people that they're not going to be laid off. They could try to convince people that gas prices, which are down 9% from last year, will stay down, food prices will come down, and the rents will come down. Because these are the burning issues that people going into that booth are thinking about right now. They're thinking, my God, I'm just not making ends meet. I may have two jobs. What is going on here? And people are telling me I just need to work harder, or I'm lazy, or I'm just not skilled enough. But what do you tell those people? Go back to college? It's a struggle right now to figure out how to tell people or help them make ends meet when things are so expensive right now. So the administration really needs to figure out a way to turn what is inflation that's going in the right direction down into something a lot more tangible that they will believe and they can sink their teeth into, like lower food and rent, housing, and energy costs. And if those elevated still going forward, it won't matter what other statistics I can bark out over here. It really will be how they feel. And if they feel that 4 years ago things were a lot less expensive, I want that back, then I don't know that there's anything an administration could do.
Where does that leave? I mean, we're looking at a razor's edge situation in November, and whether you believe the numbers and the polling, you know, that's going to be bantered about for the next 10 months. There are a lot of people that believe that it really is not a national election, that it's a five-state election, and really only two or three congressional districts in each of those five states that actually dictate a winner of an election. And typically, we're looking at states like Michigan, Pennsylvania. We're looking at Georgia, we're looking at Arizona, maybe Wisconsin. You can throw into the mix a couple of other states as well, maybe North Carolina this year. But when we are talking about it from a perspective of how people feel with the economy, if people are using their credit cards to finance groceries, never mind take a trip and pay it off, but people are using their money to make car payments. These credit cards are used to just normal daily expenses. You know, interest rates are possibly going to be coming down starting in the next few months. Maybe. I don't think people are going to see that actually, coming down in their credit cards. People, you know, if they're paying 20 to 30% in their credit card balances, I don't think going down 1 or 2 points is going to make much of an appreciable difference for them. The question is, is this something that is not manageable by any government, any politician, without massive spending cuts, tax decreases, or whatever it may be? I don't know what the answer might be. I guess the question for you, Rick, is, you know, outside of the investment community that is very much focused on the equities market, you don't want to see the stock market crash, but at the same time, how do we, I guess the question is here, how do we get back to basics without a massive etch-a-sketch of the economy that will impact so many people and cause the economy to basically plummet? How do we work around that, saving people's livelihoods while trying to get back to some common sense?
Well, my view, it's about wages, and wages have lagged for decades. And if people simply can't afford to live, at least in the cities, there has been some advice to move to the suburbs, and that's getting out there in the millennial ether to try to lower your cost of living, so to speak. But if you can't do that, then you'll default. And banks are taking reserves right now in anticipation that there will be some defaults. It's not clear to what extent that might happen. But as I said earlier, there could be a trigger or a straw that breaks the camel's back that sends these things spiraling down. And we really don't want that. What we really want is that continued high feeling of being able to spend money, work, earn wages, and live the American dream. And we've been doing that smoke and mirror things for decades, I suppose, decades. And we'll probably continue to do it. And it won't matter what administration is out there. It's really the feel-good factor that says work hard, work harder, and then work hard again. And the things you will enjoy will be the Swift Bowl on Sunday and all those things. And the gamblers who think that maybe they'll make some extra money by gambling on the Super Bowl this weekend. You know, there's 50 million gamblers that will be gambling on the Super Bowl, $16 billion at stake. There's even a line of how many times the camera will pan up to see the signature red lips of our sweet Taylor Swift. So this is the world we live in. This is the nature of who we are as a people and as an economy. We would just keep doing it until it just falls over.
Yeah. It's crazy to me because I'm a big football fan myself. How many commercials today are for legalized gambling? The number of people that are now having an app on their phone, ostensibly a sports book on their phone, used to get in a car and have to drive 6 hours to go to Las Vegas or go to a riverboat or Indian casino, whatever it may be. Now everybody has the ability to get into serious trouble if you become, if you're a problem gambler on their phone. What was the number that you just said? How many people are going to be betting this weekend?
USA Today yesterday said 50 million gamblers, $16 billion.
Yeah, that's
so
that's
like you said, you got to make up for the wages that you're not earning.
Because it's so easy to gamble and always pick the right props. Who do you like this weekend, San Francisco or KC?
You know, I really don't have a dog in a fight, but of course in California, the 49ers. On the other hand, if I take the 49ers, then all the Swifty fans, what am I going to do? It's just, you sort of stay in the middle of it, I guess. What about you?
Well, I've always said, as long as I can remember, that my two favorite teams are the Los Angeles Rams and anybody playing the 49ers.
Okay, so then we know where that's going.
So we're Taylor Swift fans this weekend. So.
Well, I'll tell you, 53% increase in female viewers, 12 to 17, and 35% increase in women over 35. So this is bringing over $125 million in brand value to the NFL.
It's good marketing. It's really good marketing. How many daughters are sitting with their dads learning about football?
Exactly. The gridiron, what is that? Yeah. So
right. What's a down? Well, let me tell you something. I love football. I try to stay away from the politics of it all, and I do certainly, get a little, some of it is cringe. You know, you don't have to tell us to stop racism in the end zone, right? I mean, what's that? It's ridiculous. But at the same time, it is fun. It is an escape. And especially with the rain that we've been having here, it's always been fun to sit on the Sunday and watch the games. But Rick, tell everybody where they could find you, where they could read your fantastic work again, please. We'll have to have you back on again after the Super Bowl.
Love it. Absolutely. Sure. You can read some of my articles at CEOWorld.com. I publish a lot of things from American family legacy businesses to something that's coming up now, UBI, Universal Basic Income, and what that might mean if AI starts to take away jobs and people are massively laid off and there's just nowhere to turn. How should a universal basic income be funded and step up to feed these people? So we'll have to see.
Yeah. Well, I know, UBI, Universal Basic Income, is definitely a subject that a lot of politicians are talking about, and there seems to be a growing support for it.
I'm just of the belief, and I don't, you know, need to open up a conversation here. We're coming to the end of our hour, but I just am of the personal belief that if you print money, it devalues money, and so $1,000 a month is really not going to help too many people at the end of the day because they're going to be paying $18 for their Big Macs. So
that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Rick, well, I wish you the best. Thank you so much for joining us for this hour. We'll have you back on again down the road, and I'll look for your next articles when they come out. Always eager to read them.
All right. My pleasure, Dave. Thank you very much.
And, folks, we'll be back here for hour number two. We're going to be getting into politics with a Senate candidate, state of California here at Real Side Radio. Do not go away. We'll be right back after the break.